So we're going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, which is the scripture that Sister Vinny just mentioned. And in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, it says, "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us." Amen. Very, very simple statement, but there's so much in there. I mean, just read the words, all, not some, not one, not a few, but it says this, all the promises of God in him are yes, meaning if it's a yes, that means they are true. If it's a yes, that means that God is faithful to his yeses. And it says, and in him, there's an amen. That means in God, we agree. When we say amen, we come in agreement with the word of God. We are coming in agreement with God's truth. We are coming in agreement with God's faithfulness. When we say amen, we're saying, so be it. It is done. It is finished. I will see the fulfillment of God's promises because his word is truth. His word is faithful. His word is anointed. His word is living. His word is alive in us. His word is alive through scripture. And if God said it, that's it. You can take it to the bank like people say. It's a done deal. God said it, it's done. Like Sister Vinny just mentioned, hey, we have a piece of land. We're going to build something on this land. It is God's promise to us. And I'm going to get to that promise a little later because I want to share the promise that God made me. Amen. And it has already come to pass. Amen. And it's still in the works because this is just phase one. Amen. But just to show you how faithful the Lord is. So Paul is telling here the Corinthian church, you know what? I'm not one that is inconsistent in my walk. I may be in jail. I may be thrown here. I may be mocked. I may be rejected. I may go through all these trials and tribulations, but I'm consistent. My yeses are yeses and my noes are noes. But in Christ, his promises are always yes. Never no. If you're praying to God and you're asking him for something, as long as it's aligned with the word of God, and if you haven't seen the fulfillment of that promise, God is not saying no. It is a not yet. It's not time yet for me to answer that petition. But he's not saying no, because as long as whatever you're asking for, whatever you're praying for, is aligned with his word and with his will, God will answer. God will answer. Amen. Because God is faithful. We serve a faithful God. And when we look at scripture, Jesus was God's yes. Amen. Jesus said yes to God. And now we say yes to God. Amen. And when we say amen, amen, and amen, amen, we're agreeing with the beautiful plan of redemption. We're agreeing, God, thank you. And we're thanking God. God, thank you for that promise of that fulfillment of your son, Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross for us. And we're going to get there. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Amen.
Amen.
But I tell you, church, if God has made a promise to you audibly, in a dream, through his word, you better believe it. It shall come to pass at the right appointed time. It will come to pass because God is a God of yeses.
Yes and amen. Hallelujah.
And he will fulfill and he will do what he told you he would do. Amen. And a promise is a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing. And you can be assured. And we heard that through the song. There was a song about assurance. There was a song about faith, the faithfulness of God. There's an assurance in the faithfulness of God that we have to stand on. You can be assured that God will do that particular thing that he told you he was going to do on your behalf and in your life.
Amen.
Because God is true to his word.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Look at what the scripture says. Let's turn to the book of Numbers 23:19. The book of Numbers. I'm encouraging you today that if you haven't seen a promise come to pass yet, don't give up. Stand on that assurance. 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken, will he not make it good? Amen. So God is a man, he doesn't lie. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If God said it is. It is. It's going to be. Amen. He's going to do it. He's going to fulfill it. He's going to bring it to pass. You're going to see the manifestation of it. Amen. I want to give you some biblical examples of God's promises in people's lives. Let's look at Abraham and Sarah, right? Let's turn to the book of Genesis. Let's go to chapter 17 in the book of Genesis, and let's go to verse 15. And we're just going to touch on a few scriptures here today. Seventeen, fifteen. Then God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her, and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations." Kings of peoples shall be from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" And Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before you." Then God said, "No, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him." Amen. We know the story of Abraham and Sarah. Amen. God made a promise to Abraham and Sarah, and they laughed. At least Sarah laughed. And instead of waiting on God, Sarah decided, hey, Abraham, you know what? I'm too old. I can't bear children. Why don't you sleep with Hagar, the maidservant, and then God's promises will come to pass. Well, no, that's not what God said. God said that from Sarah, a son shall be born from the seed of Abraham. And if we go to chapter 21, we can see here in these verses that the fulfillment of what God shared and said to Abraham and Sarah came to fruition, came to pass. For in verse 2, it says, for Sarah conceived and bore, 21:2 in Genesis, Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And God even told Abraham and Sarah, hey, when this son of yours is born, you need to name him Isaac. Come on, right then and there, you have to know that if God is already placing a name on an unborn child, you have to believe that that child's going to come to pass. It's going to happen. If God said it, it's going to happen. And it happened. He was the promised son. He was the one. Not that Ishmael wasn't blessed. Ishmael was blessed. But Isaac was the one that God chose. Amen? And because of Abraham's faithfulness, Isaac was born. And we are blessed because all generations, as we know, the father of many nations, we're blessed because of Abraham's faithfulness and because how faithful God was to Abraham and Sarah. A child was indeed born. Never in a million years would you ever imagine you hitting 90 years old, and if the Lord told you, you're going to bear a child, can you? I mean, we would be like, no way, there's no way. But let me tell you something, if God tells you that, it's going to happen. Even more, he just doesn't give you the word, he gives you a confirmation. Not only are you going to have a child, now you're going to name him this. And let me tell you, if he gives you the name, you know, it is a done deal. It is a done deal. Let me tell you something. God has spoken to me about promises. He has made promises come to pass. And God has given me names of things. Amen? So you know, before it even happened, I already knew. I see it already. I see it already. And you got to see it with your natural eyes, man. You got to see it. You got to see it. Visualize it. Close your eyes and visualize it. It is your natural eyes that are visualizing this. Yes, you may be looking at it in the spirit realm, but you're looking at it. You're looking at it visually. Visualizing it. Visually. You got to see things. Amen?
Amen.
That's why I tell people, you got to imagine things. You got to see yourself healed and it shall come to pass. You got to see the church already standing. You got to see the building. You got to see a tabernacle. You got to see that this is a house of prayer, a house of temple of praise and worship, a temple.
Amen.
It is God's house. You have to see it, visualize it. So God brought that promise to pass for Abraham and Sarah. And what about the Israelites that were held in bondage in Egypt? Exodus. Let's go to Exodus. Let's go a little bit further in the Old Testament. Exodus 3, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people. He's speaking to Moses, who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Amen. God spoke this to Moses. God told them, I see my people. They're in slavery. They're in bondage. But I'm coming. I'm going to deliver them. And guess what? I'm going to use you, Moses, to bring this to pass. Let me tell you something. God made a promise. And we know from Scripture that an 11-day journey to get to the promised land took them 40 years. 40 years. When we read Scripture, we know by Scripture, once God delivered them out of Egypt, which was His promise, and part of the promise was that they would go to a, He's going to give them a land filled with milk and honey, a land full of plenty, full of fruit, amen, full of produce. But during that time, once the Lord delivered them and they crossed the Red Sea, oh, they began to complain against God, against Moses. Boy, an 11-day trip took 40 years because of disobedience. When God makes your promise, make sure that whatever He tells you, don't stop living for God. Don't put that promise up on the shelf. No, you got to continue to serve God. You got to continue to obey the Lord. You got to continue to follow His commandments. Because if God said it, He's going to do it.
That's right.
He's going to do it. Doesn't matter. Like Sister Vinnie said, she may not see the fulfillment of the building. But if God said it, she knows it's going to happen.
That's right.
Amen. I'm believing God. God, you said it, you're going to do it, and I know I'm going to see it. So I'm walking in faith by that. I'm going to see the fulfillment of that promise that you made me.
Amen.
Amen. So, but this is, you know, does that mean we're not going to fail? Does that mean, you know, we're not going to make mistakes? Does that mean I'm not going to complain? No, I've complained. I've spoken to God. I've gotten disappointment. I've gotten discouraged and all that. I've changed, right? I complain. I do this. I do that. But God doesn't change. What the word that He spoke, He's going to do. What I have to do is repent. Amen. Stop complaining. Stop feeling discouraged, because I have to believe that what God said will come to fruition. But the enemy will try to discourage you. He's going to try, amen, for you to lose heart, for you to grow weary, for you to lose your strength. You think you can do this? You think it's going to happen in your time? You think this, you think that? The enemy putting thoughts in my mind. And I look at him and I said, I just turned my face and I look at him and I said, no, I ain't doing it. The Lord is. I'm not doing it. It is God. It is God's building. It is God's house. God's going to do it. I don't need to worry about that. If God said it, He's going to do it. If He said it to Abraham and Sarah and the fulfillment came to pass, He's going to do the fulfillment, and I will see the fulfillment come to pass for this house.
Amen.
This house of God. It is His house, His ministry, His people. The Word of God says, you know, He draws people to Himself, His people. Amen?
Amen.
God gave me a specific promise, and I'm going to get to that in a little bit. Amen? But all that to say that, come on, 11-day journey took 40 years. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Just keep your eyes on the Lord. keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep not, don't put your eyes on the circumstances. Don't look at the empty space when you pass by the vacant land right now. No, when you look at that space, look at a church with your eyes. Visualize the church. Visualize people coming in and out of doors. Visualize the parking lot. You gotta see the church full. Amen. You gotta see a building there. You gotta see a sanctuary. You gotta see the steeple. That's what you gotta see. Just like sickness. Don't focus on your symptoms. Don't focus on your sickness. Focus on the word of God. Speak the word of God over yourself. Pray over yourself. Say to yourself, I am healed. By Jesus' wounds, I'm healed. See yourself healed. See yourself, if you're in a wheelchair, see yourself walking. I've heard so many testimonies. I've met people that were in wheelchairs, and they took the word of God. They stood on it and said, you know what? God wants me to walk. God does not want me to remain in this chair. And they, little by little, it didn't happen overnight, but little by little, every day they would take a step. Every day they would get the strength from within to walk and walk another step and walk another step. And today they're walking. Today they're walking. I met them. They are walking. Amen. But it's about having that assurance. Believe the word. Believe his promises, because they are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Another example. Jesus Christ, the ultimate promise fulfilled in the coming of the Messiah. So let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. And it says, for this is a prophecy that God gave to the prophet Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from the time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God said it. He said it through prophet Isaiah. God spoke these words and it came to pass. Turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 11. Luke 2:11 says, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. The promise that was spoken through the nation of Israel during the time when prophet Isaiah was alive, word spoken, came to pass. And in the New Testament, in the book of Luke and in all the other gospels, speaks about unto us a child was born from the Virgin Mary. Amen. The fulfillment of the spoken coming of Messiah, the anointed one, the faithful one, the true God. Amen. The Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, came to pass. Amen.
Amen.
And thanks be to God that Jesus was born. He lived his life. And though he had a horrible death, amen, we know that it didn't remain there. He's not in the grave. Amen. On the third day, he resurrected. And today, he is alive. Amen. He's alive, interceding for us 24/7. And now, he's even better than that. He's alive in each and every one of us who has accepted him as Savior of our life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow, what promises. What, yes, promises. And even in I don't have this down, but even in the Gospel of John, we all know the scriptures. John 3:16, right? John 3:16 is, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's a promise. Because we accepted the Lord. Anyone who accepts the Lord and believes in God, we have eternal life. That means when your time is up on this earth, there's a home awaiting for you. You're going to live with the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Everlasting life. And you're going to be worshiping God. You're probably going to be doing things over there too. Amen. You may be surprised of the people you see there that you didn't think that were going to make it to heaven, but now they're there. Amen. It's going to be epic, like they say. It's going to be rejoicing every day. No more tears. God says that in his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Recording in progress.
We back?
We're back. Yes. Amen.
Okay.
Don't know what happened, but...
Don't mute, Pastor.
I'm mute.
We're back. Thank God. Thank you, because I didn't notice. But thank God. Amen. This message will go forth. It doesn't matter what interruptions are here. Amen. Sorry, devil, but yet I'm not sorry. Okay? Because this is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Promises. Promises fulfilled through Abraham and Sarah. Israelites being delivered. The coming Messiah from the Old Testament coming to pass in the New Testament, in the beautiful Testament and the new covenant that we have today because of the Lord Jesus. We have a better covenant today. We have a covenant of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Promises. I want you to turn to, I want to give you another example. Turn to the book of 2 Samuel. So I want to share this with you. And let's go to chapter 7, verse 12. 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 12. And this is God speaking to King David. When your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you. You will come from your body, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. Amen. Amen. So God made a promise to King David. And he says, you know what? It is your seed. It is with your seed. And his seed was Solomon. His son Solomon. God is talking about the son here. He's talking about Solomon. He's the one that will be will build a beautiful temple for God. Amen. And that came to pass. Solomon was born. Solomon lived. He heard from God. Amen. And he built a sanctuary, a temple for the Lord according to his master design. And I'm here to tell you that the Lord planted, there was a seed. And here in this is what the Lord showed me, okay? This is what the Lord showed me when I came to the scripture again, because this is not the first time. But that seed, there was a seed planted, amen? And that seed was Solomon, amen? And in my experience, amen, there was a seed planted in me in 1997. But I didn't know it was a seed from the Lord. I didn't know it was a seed that will come to play 27 years later. Amen. And when the Lord called me to take the role of a pastor in November 2014, I asked the Lord that same day, Lord, if you know, I do not want this role. I'm widow. I am not married. I'm a single woman, female woman. I don't see myself fit for the role. You need to confirm the calling that you have placed in my life. And you know what the Lord did? He brought me to the same scriptures. He confirmed my calling through these scriptures. And he shared with me, and I understood it a few months later, but he shared with me, I'm Solomon. I have been called to build a temple for the house of the Lord under my leadership. It's not that I'm doing it. Amen. You got to understand, God is doing it through us, through his church. God is doing, but what I'm trying to tell you that God made me a promise 9 years ago. And he confirmed it through these scriptures. And he says, through you, this will take place.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And in May, just a few months ago, the purchase of the land has come to pass.
Yes.
You can't build something without having a piece of land. You got to have the land to build something. So the promise that God made to me 9 years ago has already started coming to pass. And it shall come to pass completely, because it is God doing it, not I. I'm just being obedient and following what he's telling me to do. Do I miss it sometimes? Of course I miss it. I'm not perfect, neither was Solomon. But just like the word says right here, but my mercy shall not depart from him. And I'm reading this to myself in verses 15. But God's mercy shall not depart from me.
Amen.
Amen. Because God is merciful, that even when I don't feel like getting up maybe in the morning to pray, or even when I feel discouraged, or even when there's being darts thrown at me, I gotta know this is a tactic of the enemy. He wants to discourage me. He wants to stop what God already started in me, and I'm not going to allow it in the name of Jesus.
No,
so even through that, God's mercy is great. God's mercy has seen me through. And because God's mercy has been with me all along, and because of you, the church right here, the people of God right here, because of your prayers, this has come to pass.
Amen.
And God will continue to use me and you to make his plans come to pass. Because he needs people.
Yes, yes.
And God is the one that will touch the hearts of people to continue to give unto the kingdom of God. They're not giving unto me. They're not giving unto you. They're giving unto the kingdom of God for the building of a tabernacle. The house of the Lord. Because it says it right here. It is a house that will be established before God's throne for generations, forever and ever. This is a house that will be established here in Shirley for generations to come. It is going to mark the city of Shirley. It is going to mark the Long Island. It is going to mark New York State. Hear me out. It is going to make a difference. Because God is speaking. God is speaking to me. God is showing me things. And people may say, and people have said, Bernice, how is she going to do it? I cannot believe that she's buying the piece of land without even having a full church, without even having a full congregation.
God is able.
But God told me, no, you build it, and then I will bring the people. Yes. That's what God told me. So I'm just following God, what God's telling me. Says, you build a church, I will fill it. You're going to build it first, and then I'm going to fill it. Because I'm going to shut up people's mouth. Because I'm the one doing it, not you. You just got to follow my leading. You got to just follow my and obey my word.
That's right.
And let me tell you, I fear God. I reverence God. Amen. And whatever he tells me to do, and my prayer is, God, that I would be in tune with your voice, that I would hear your voice, that I will not hear a stranger's voice, that God will show me, and whatever he tells me to do, I'm going to do, whatever that is.
Amen.
Whatever that is, that's what I'm called to do.
Amen.
So his word, 9 years ago, because it's going to be 9 years, it was 9 years last week that I've been serving as pastor. July 2015, I took over the role, if you recall. 9 years. And we are seeing the fulfillment of God. At least I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the fulfillment of God's promise, because this is the same scriptures that he brought me to November 2014 when he called me to step into a pastor's role.
Amen.
Amen. And I have stood and I have been faithful. And for you who have stood by me since the beginning, you've seen. If you know me, you've seen me. If you know me, I'm standing. And I'm telling you that my walk is by faith and will continue to be by faith. And you cannot achieve and you cannot see the fruition of God's promises unless your walk is by faith.
Yes.
Because it's very easy to see the amount of money needed for this, to purchase this building. It's very easy to get hung up on the payments that we're making monthly. It's very easy to be hung up on the amount of money that is going to be needed to build a sanctuary. But our focus is not on that. Our focus is on the Lord. My focus is on God's promises. God, if you told me you're going to build it, it's going to happen. It's going to happen in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he gets the glory. He gets the honor. And he gets the praise. Amen. Not man. Amen. Not you. Not I. But he.
Right.
Amen. Amen. His promises, again, they are yes and amen. And I say yes to God. And I said it 9 years ago. Even with a little struggle, I said yes with a little struggle. And even 9 years ago, I was still struggling with my yes. But I obeyed the word of the Lord. I follow, even with my mistakes, even being discouraged, even when people did not believe in my calling, even family members came against me. But God.
God is true.
But God. But God made a way, and he's doing it today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So yes, yes. Yes means God's affirmation. Amen.
Yes,
when you say amen,
yes,
it means so be it, Lord. So be it. It is true. You're going to do it. I'm standing with you, God. And together, the yes and the amen, together they affirm the certainty and the reliability of God's promise.
Amen.
And there is an assurance. So we as Christians, we have to live in the assurance of God's promises. Look at Hebrews 6. I'm almost done, church. Look at Hebrews 6:12. Hang in there. Hebrews 6:12. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to stay in Hebrews. And what the Lord is saying here, you know, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So in other words, he's saying, you know what? Look at the samples I gave you. Look at Abraham. Look at Sarah. Look at the Israelites. Look at my son Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at King David, how they remained. Amen. And they remained in faith and with patience. They inherited the promises of God. So in order for us to inherit the promises of God, you have to remain patient. You have to wait on the Lord. Amen. And like I say, I think Isaiah 40:31, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's in Isaiah 40:31. I'm going to go there real quick. You can just write down these scriptures, but I need to read the word. This is what it says, and I'm so blessed by it. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. So let me tell you, we're running this race, but we're not gonna get lazy. Amen. We're walking this race, but we're not gonna faint on it. Amen. We're going to keep moving forward, because if God said it, he's going to do it. We just got to have patience. Amen. We just got to keep moving forward. No matter what it looks like, you keep moving forward. If God made your promises, doesn't matter what it looks like. If God said it, he's going to do it. Your job is to remain faithful to God. Keep obeying his word. Amen. Keep declaring. Speak forth. What you want to see in your life. I'm sorry, but I have to go to another scripture because it's popping up, and these are just living scriptures. These are scriptures that will edify you. So God is bringing me there. The book of Isaiah 55 verses 10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word, says the Lord, be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Amen. The word of God. You got to use the word of God. Speak the word of God over your circumstance. Speak the word of God over your life. Speak the word of God over any ailments you may have. Speak the word. It will not return void. It will not return empty. It will accomplish and it will prosper in what you have sent it out to do. Amen. So we gotta do our part. See, the Lord already did his part. The Lord already sent his son. He's already done it. He's done it for us. God the Father gets the glory for all the promises that come to pass. Our job is to remain steadfast, stand on his word, stand on the rock. Amen. Anchor yourself on the word of God. And I promise this is my last scripture. I promise. Hebrews 10:23. Amen. Because these scriptures, they're speaking life. Amen. 10:23. Hallelujah. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Amen. If God promised it to you, he will be faithful to accomplish it. Amen. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the circumstances look like, God will do it. Amen. Amen. So keep your head held high. Amen. Stand on the promises of God. Say yes and amen. Hallelujah. There is a song, and you can listen to it afterward, but we've sung it here about yes and amen and how the faithfulness of God. So you got to remain encouraged. Remain, anchor yourself in the hope of the Lord. Walk by faith, never by sight. Amen. Encourage yourself in God, just like David did, just like I do. I encourage myself in the word of the Lord. I said, God, if you said it, I know it's going to happen. And I see it. I imagine the building. I imagine the sanctuary. Even promises that God may have made to yourself, to you personally, promises that God has given you. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on his promise that he's made to you. Stand firm. Speak the word. Walk in faith, church. Because God will do what he said he's going to do. His promises will come to pass. So all I'm asking you to do, anchor yourself in the word of God. Anchor yourself in the promises of God. And see the fulfillment of the Lord come to pass in your life, and you will see it also come to pass in our ministry, because amen. His promises are yes and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be blessed, church. Hallelujah.
Amen.